Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut in pockets. We take the dollar, dollar. Can't a damn soul stop it.
Here comes the new kid on the block. Hold on, you bet. It's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Towards reaching testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne. It's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the...
Money, 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 money.
They see it, they see it.
Dollar, dollar, and roll with Val City. Like to go out smelling fresh and looking spiffy. Don't like clean money, I want my wrist to be filthy. Pops with that retirement fund, I can't just till I'm 60. So what am I supposed to do? Roll it through. Set it pat in the pocket, sell them second hole in two. Ching, ching, bling, bling, catching cash and lumps. It's a pro, get a jacket, I'm selling them out my trunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Muscle in that direction, wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. In a mink and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint. If you can't see the money, get your eyes clean with Visine. I need 5 things plus 7 digits at a time. See my children chilling. The best never worse. See, we never get the pebbles, they got the rocks first. Bank vaults unlocking. Ching ching with mockets. I'm rocking. My family Christmas stockings are shocking. Fine women anywhere. The naughty denim and leather. Call it chicken, whatever. Sunday gets better. I'm one smart cookie. The bet that smacks rookie. My socks on top, your checks bounce while mine boogie. Wrist, I must rock it. Chick, stop it, I knock it. Cash looks like I got a gang of fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle Move Rivalry with your host, Tavik, co-host, Gilly G, the co-host, Psycho Killer.
Give me a minute, because I'm finishing off Raw, so here we go with some Boondocks Tonight remix.
It's over for you.
off you bitches fear caress. From a hotel in Bangladesh, the wickedness is distributed. I debuted, I promise you both be losing the way you lose. From the bottom of my heart is a piece of it, I'll hunt you bitches down. I'll rip you apart, you piece of shit, I'll gun you bitches down. Go round for round and toe to toe, with a bunch of motherfuckers strung out on roads. So frozen roads that day, but you know so cold. Here we go, you motherfuckers know. Walk right through your crowd and click and get the pistol started bursting. I'm Neo, you in my matrix, for your blood is what I'm thirsting. I'll be hurting all you busters, take them out until the last right amount of cash. Run over the White House and blast.
Y'all up next, Def Leppard. We'll be right back.
to be passive. He found it wrong.
Alright, y'all, we're back. Let's see here. Maybe up next, since we ain't got nobody here with us yet. Whiskey in My Soul by Moonshine Band featuring Pruno.
Who would have thought this music thing was going to go this far? I never asked for this. I never asked for this fast living. The women, the whiskey, craziness. There's whiskey in my soul. Hey, Bert, let's go.
I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air because I do things my way. The next town's where I call home.
Yeah.
I throw a shot glass down and a light of a smoke. Always raising little hell. Never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
Dirt with my bottle in my glass, with a marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, still living fast. To whiskey in my soul on the day that I passed. Kiss my kids goodbye, tell them daddy was a rebel. Living life on the road with his foot on the pedal. Now it's backstage rooms where the devil likes to pray. With his coke on the counter and a bomb with long legs. And my great grandfather was a California bootlegger. Now I sell my own booze, I guess I'm a booze maker. Life's been a dice game, go ahead and call it. Felons on my payroll with a couple alcoholics. Put me in the dirt with my jack in my glass, with the marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, man, I live fast. And those who didn't like me to kiss my
ass. I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. Shot glass down in a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell. Never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul. I'm a highwayman on a midnight run. Granddaddy always said to never trust no one. And I've had my ups and I've had my downs. And the sheriff wants me out of my hometown. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
Get it, boy.
Well, it all started back when I was young. Because pops had liquor and pops had guns. Born bred outlaw, second to none. The tough's the sum of the trailer park or slums. Broke as hell, taking money from bums. Just get out on the street and push, wait for fun. Gotta make rent, get her done. One tough little badass, scared of no one. Born in the Greenby with the cattle and braids. Getting tore up drunk in the old corn maze. Lost in my brain, off the hash for days. Stuck in the pen, making Pruno in a cage. On the back of the tailgate, teach you the mount plate. Busting off shotgun shots in the sun bay. Raising up my daughter, hope I'm doing this the right way. With whiskey in my soul, on this lonely highway. I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul. I've been drifting down that open highway. Finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke. Always raise a little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
And we're back with, of course.
Yeah, not much. The names were off.
The names were all kind of boring. I mean, you know, at the most, I could have go ahead and fucking whoop each other's asses.
Yep.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I think that we both know that it's just a matter of time before, I mean, if they don't make Curtis Axel the Intercontinental Champion at this pay-per-view, it's just a matter of time before he wins it because of, like, his father's legacy with that belt.
Man, you're repeating yourself again.
Yep.
So you said the same shit on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Axel sucks either way. I mean, let's face it. Curtis Axel can't win a single match, period. Let's see. A couple weeks ago, he beat fucking Triple H due to the concussion. You know, which, that match with anybody, referee and the fucking WWE doctor. Then he beat John Cena through a countout. And let's see, tonight, he has two victories over Triple H only because of the fact Vince McMahon is an idiot.
Yes, Montreal Screwjob Part 2.
Chris, that makes absolutely no sense since they weren't even in Montreal.
Well, yeah, that's why it says the Richmond Screwjob. Which, I'll just rank that whole screw job a 4 out of 10, and I'll be done with it.
Well, I'm going to go into the track because I'm kind of watching Graceland.
Okay.
I want to check this show out. So, up next, here we go with Hailstorm. I miss the misery.
I miss the rock set, me and real man. I miss the feeling.
back.
Yes. And we have Ghetto with us.
What up, Ghetto?
What did you just call me?
I said, and we have Ghetto with us.
He said, like, Ghetto. Too many shots on that fucking WWE Raw, man.
Exactly.
And I realized if I took that many shots on tonight's episode, I probably wouldn't be awake right now.
Probably not.
Because there was like 10 shots in like the first 15 minutes, maybe.
That's why I just kind of stopped after a while. I was like, okay, fuck this. I want to stay awake.
I mean, I did start drinking some vodka and whatnot, but, like, I ain't going to take that many shots of
them. Exactly. We both thought, I was like, okay, fuck this. Like, after the first 15 minutes, it's like, yeah, they can go fuck themselves in competition. There's no way in hell.
Like, I didn't start until, like, after the first 10 shots I should have taken.
I started right at the start. Like, after that, I was like, yeah, 10, 15 minutes, I'm like, fuck this. I'm done.
Like, when you actually pay attention to it, man, they say that shit a lot.
Like a robot. That's all I know how to fucking say.
Go tell WWF now!
I don't know, a lot of those wrestling pages didn't enjoy tonight's Raw, though.
Except for, you know, the ending where they should have just let fucking Cena and fucking Ryback just go at it.
Man, that shit was boring as fuck.
It really was.
I don't want to hear Ryback talk.
I don't think anybody does.
Because he talks like he's, like slow in the head or something.
He probably is.
And or have a stutter a little bit.
But this show is not that bad, though.
What show?
Graceland.
Watching Graceland.
That's wonderful.
Yes, he's going to go testify with Devon.
Oh, yeah?
What the fuck does testify with Devon have to do with anything, motherfucker?
You said Grace?
Yeah, Grace Wynn, as in the new show that just started Thursday.
Throw the word Grace in it.
Oh, my brother, testify.
He doesn't testify anymore.
Well, of course he doesn't. He's in fucking ass DNA.
He's now in a bugger gang.
Yeah.
And they don't testify.
Hell nah.
They just do stupid things and then get beat up by Abyss.
Yep. Pretty much.
Like, we all wait for the big payoff in 5 months. Hulk Hogan versus Bully Ray. It's like nobody needs to see Hulk Hogan in another fucking match.
Well, that's just like in WWE, man. Everybody keeps getting concussions. Over what?
Exactly. Why can't it just be Cena who gets a fucking concussion? Because they keep trying to book him as the underdog, and it's like, he's not the fucking underdog. He's the one who gets every fucking title shot in the business.
Like, if it's supposed to be, you know, fake, and they don't really kick each other, how the fuck do they get a concussion?
Who knows?
Like Dolph Ziggler, he was out for 5 weeks and shit. And, you know, he didn't really kick him.
Pretty much.
Or now we got Fandango out with a concussion.
And he just started.
Yeah, I don't understand. What the fuck are they trying to do?
do shit. I mean, you know, if they're gonna fucking, you know, put fucking Fandango out with a fucking concussion, at least fucking put some arena on the goddamn match.
Put her in what match? You want her in a triple threat match?
Well, you guys, I mean, you know,
hey, why not? I mean, come on, man. You know, she does have a victory over Fandango.
Yeah, but he's not in the match anymore, so it doesn't really count.
But no, like, I mean, like, you know, put, like, in a match against, I don't know, fucking one Bellas or one of the fucking Funkadactyls.
I don't know. They're not going to do anything with her.
Probably
too busy. Too busy with other shit. Like the Shield.
But Gettleman, at least tonight you got your answer.
I got my answer.
AJ Lee versus Caitlin for the Divas title Payback.
Yeah, after Big E being stupid. I don't know, man. It was real close there. I was like, we'll fucking kiss her already. But, I mean, who didn't see that coming, though?
A lot of people. That are fucking retarded.
Come on, it had to have been AJ Vine. You know, what the fuck?
Well, duh. I mean, you know, she's the one who really knew everything about fucking Caitlyn.
Like that and the Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan match were the only decent things on Raw tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of Chris, man, how do you feel about Seth Rollins, you know, being beat by fucking
That's
Daniel Bryan?
Fine with me. They should actually let him use his old blackout finisher. He basically, like, did something where they, like, bounce him off the ropes. Like, he tossed him where the neck would hit the rope.
How is that an old move when he did it in NXT?
Because yeah. They don't let him do it in WWE. They let him do
understand.
It in NXT,
I don't,
but not
I don't
in the main roster.
How does that work?
Well, he's doing it, like, in all the other companies before he got to WWE.
How do they allow him to train that move and whatnot and learn it and all that shit just to not be able to use it?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I think it looks like a dope as fuck move, but I don't know why the hell they don't let him use it.
Oh, yeah, you also see a curb stomp before. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yep.
It's pretty much similar.
Yep. I mean, they should add that move to the game and let him use it on the main fight, but apparently they won't let him do it.
Come on, there got to be some type of fucking kicking move on there that you could just put it on there as that.
Probably.
Yeah, I've got to figure out what the hell it is.
There's only so many kicking moves.
Exactly,
nobody,
but, you know,
which nobody ever uses.
Real.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, they got moves on there that look like Big E's move. They got that move for Dean Ambrose that actually looks like the move he does. Now, why can't you do a little stomp on the back of the head?
I mean, come on, baby, anyone does the fucking punt and gives people a concussion.
There, you could just use that move and say it's that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a finisher in the game.
So I thought he turned heel or whatever, but he's still with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
I have no idea what the fuck they're doing. It's like they're getting close up where they're about to turn heel, and they just don't pull the fucking trigger.
I thought he did turn heel, though.
That's what I kind of thought, too.
Guess not.
I guess they're turning him at the pay-per-view. Or probably not.
Turn on Daniel Bryan. Ain't no way they're going to make them win the titles.
Exactly.
Uh, You know how, you know Seth Rollins is gay when he has a fucking Yorkie.
Why do you know that?
Because I'm on his fucking Wikipedia, like, you know, like, look at some other fucking moves he's used. And Chris, I'm pretty sure the blackout move, they probably wouldn't have a problem with him using it, since, you know, he's in the NXT, is a part of the WWE.
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have him using it. Roster, that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't fucking mean anything that he's on the main roster, so he can't use that fucking move. Who gives two shits about that?
Yeah, he had to interfere in that Rollins match because Rollins doesn't really have a finisher or any moves.
I mean, it's, you know, if like if he really wanted to, I mean, you know, fucking Seth Rollins could use his fucking other moves that, you know, that he uses fucking Tyler Black, like the fucking corkscrew 450 splash. The God's last gift, aka the small package driver.
What the fuck is that?
pretty much, it's a fisherman buster float over into a small package, sometimes from the top rope.
Well, that almost sounded interesting.
But yeah, no, it says right here though, fucking Seth Rollins, a.k.a. his last name is Lopez, apparently, is in a relationship with a woman named Leia Schultz. Maybe it's fucking Chris's long-lost cousin, so which means maybe he's going to be related to fucking Seth Rollins sooner or later.
if you're going to say anything with the last name Schultz, that's definitely a different last name than Schulte. And there's one person I know who has that last name Schultz, but that would be the Wicked One. His name is something Schultz.
Not that anyone really cares about that shit. So I don't know why the hell you brought that up.
I related to the Wicked One.
Sorry.
But anyways, they have been together for around 5 years, lived together, and they have a Yorkie named Kevin.
That's wonderful.
So it makes him gay that he gets a dog for his girlfriend.
The fact that he owns a Yorkie curses what's gay.
I agree that dog is a gay dog breed, but still, it is what it is.
Hey, come on, be a fucking man and I don't know, get a fucking pit bull.
So you got something negative to say about my schnoodle?
I don't even know what the fuck kind of dog that is.
But it's a small dog, though.
It sounds like a fucking snack cake or something like that.
A snack cake?
Yeah. A fucking snickerdoodle or something like that?
No, not a snickerdoodle.
He can't even say dog breed, he's making it off his own now.
A schnoodle.
But I have never heard of a fucking snoodle in my entire life until now.
Now, what do you think that might be?
A cross between a dog and a snickerdoodle.
Really? That's your guess. I'm fine.
Tell me who did that.
You really think they mixed a tasty treat with a dog?
Yeah, that will usually kill the dog, so good luck with that.
Actually, Chris, it won't kill the dog, fool.
Actually, chocolate does kill dogs.
Actually, Chris, all the chocolate would do was actually make them sick. Not actually kill them.
But it has made dogs sick enough to where they died. So
Yeah, Havoc. Yeah.
But Chris, you gotta realize, it doesn't actually kill the dog.
Havoc's one of those people that feed his dog chocolate all the time.
Oh, I'm actually one of those people who actually grew up around dogs. As you know, it won't kill a dog.
All right, well, tell the whole world that. See if they believe you.
I'm pretty sure we just did.
Oh, yeah, all these people that listen to.
Yeah. One of our listeners.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, I know, but somebody probably is listening.
I mean, if Ghetto G really wants, I could always find that fucking one chick we had up on here. What the hell was her name again? Fucking, began with a B.
What the hell are you talking about?
That one chick that fucking pissed you off that one day, that really annoyed the hell of you, and, you know, where I told her to shut the fuck up.
There's been a lot of those. Can you specify?
Oh, yeah, Bonnie J.
Oh, wow. How are you going to find that?
Thing.
Stephanie Brown.
I'm pretty sure she's somewhere on my fucking Facebook, and I just haven't really given two folks to look for her.
That's definitely not who I thought you were talking about. Speaking of her, she's still doing music. She learned how to rap yet?
Probably not.
Man, she's worse than Chris.
Yeah, we never thought it would be possible.
No, you don't understand, man. She raps with no beat, and then she tries to put it on a beat.
I remember.
She might have skills to rap, but she has no clue about how to put something on a beat or how to time it, what words to take out, all that kind of stuff.
No, she doesn't rap to a beat. She just raps and tries to put it to a beat.
Oh, that never works.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Today I saw a bunch of people hating on Juggalos, and then I don't know, somebody talking about, if you're a Juggalo rapper, you will not get any further than where you are now. Or, the not listening to Lil Wayne, I think, page it was, or whatever, is like, talking about how he hates Juggalos, they're pretty retarded, but then he hates swag fags, just about the same.
Okay, I think I need to play this track on the soundboard.
No.
Yes. This is gonna be able to find it. Yeah, that's right. Hope it was another ninja instead, my bud. I don't know if we're fucking in this moment yet. I'm sure Gil G remembers Vanilla Ninja.
Vanilla Ninja?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Well, here's a little...
broken shield. So keep on looking.
Anyways, what was that song that you forwarded to me and Joe earlier today?
Ghetto Jazz, you liked it.
You liked it? I
yes,
hated
dear.
It.
Which one?
Jacob 22, Figure It Out.
You didn't like that track. It's actually pretty decent.
I wasn't feeling it.
Why, Chris? Why, Chris? Because it wasn't horrorcore?
Then he also
no,
sent me...
No, I just
me
really
my...
didn't like the style. I mean...
He sent my, my own verse.
Yeah. I was fucking birded.
And he sent me... And he sent me cuz... I mean Adam.
Yeah, what's good, motherfuckers?
Hey, speaking of Adam, look at just popped online.
In his killer track,
better call in.
In his killer track, man, did he spell killer wrong in the verse or in the chorus?
I think so.
There was like K-L-A, and then it went K-I-L-L-A. It's like, did he just spell it the first time around? Misspell it? And whatever he did to that damn song, that Devil Came Round or whatever song, I don't like it. The first one he sent you was a lot better than that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's probably why I don't even bother putting a ship on the soundboard. It's kind of embarrassing to play.
Well, I mean, he got some decent shit, but like, I don't know what he did to these songs now that he remastered them.
Yeah, for the second time.
Yeah, should have just left it alone.
Yeah. Good to do that.
Chris is just mad the person you sent him today didn't sound like the other guy that was singing to Chris Brown. He enjoyed that.
Oh, of course I enjoyed that.
He liked him singing that Lil Wayne song, too.
Lil Wayne, go bro. Fucking self and die.
I saw him fandango into it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You always have time for fandangoing.
Hey, I was fandangoing earlier today when I heard he was injured. Because you have to at least pay tribute to him when he's injured.
Tribute to him. He's barely even in anything. Tribute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Look,
and by the
trust.
Time he returns, he'll probably return with a totally different gimmick.
Well, that would be just stupid.
Yeah. But it wouldn't surprise me if Vince made him do it.
First time I'm going to see him come back other than Fandango.
Maybe he'll come back as Summer Rae.
Maybe if Chris is lucky, maybe he will.
Why does Chris have to be lucky for that?
Well, I mean, because of the fact, you know, he's one, for some reason, thinking that Fandango will come back with a different gimmick. You know, he's only out with a concussion. He's not going to be out that long, Chris.
He's only out with a concussion. Fucking Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins, he was out for like a season and a half with a fucking concussion.
Yeah, but look at the way for fucking Dolph Ziggler. He was out and fucking clear within 2 or 3 weeks. Triple H was clear within a fucking week.
That's because there was nothing wrong with him.
Exactly. So that's my point. So there's nothing wrong with fucking Fandango either.
I ain't hugging him.
Fine. Then you can go hug fucking Vicky Guerrero.
Man, fuck that bitch. I'll just steal her cheeseburger, man.
Steal her cheeseburger, punch the fucking throat, and run the hell out of there.
Yeah, right, man. Fucking have a heart attack eating that cheeseburger.
Probably would.
That thing looks big as fuck, man.
Yeah, man, I'm surprised if it could grill and explode on the first bite.
Yeah, right. It looks big on TV. Watch it be like real fucking small, like a junior bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's.
Probably.
See, that's the reason they don't have ugly people or fat people selling fast food. Because look at Vicky Guerrero. Did you really want that cheeseburger?
No. But fucking Brad Maddox did.
That fucker was hungry. Why didn't he just take one? What the fuck is she gonna do?
Eat him.
Well, yeah.
You'd be like, oh yeah, snap into a Slim Jim.
Well, now she's the Macho Man.
Wow.
But you gotta admit though, that would be kind of funny, you know, if she actually did that, you know, and bit fucking Brad Maddox at the same time.
Well, yeah, he really doesn't have any purpose there. So, if she wanted to eat him, that's great.
Exactly. It's raining. It's pouring. It's raining. To go the fuck away.
Wow, that's not the rhyme at all.
It's been raining since fucking yesterday.
Well, it was raining here at some point, but I must have missed it.
I just figured, I mean, I'd ask you how the rain was there.
Well, at that time, it wasn't raining.
The fuck is that?
That's a stupid pop-up out of my PC.
Oh, that's just Chris asking his phone what the weather is outside.
Chris fucking being retarded as usual. Really saying PC.
Hey Chris, I got a question for you, man. Were you hitting up this one girl earlier? Cause she was complaining about people always adding her up, asking for nudes and shit like that, and she doesn't like it very much.
No.
Are you sure?
I haven't done that shit in a long ass time.
It was just a status this girl posted not too long ago, bitching about that.
I have no clue who the girl is. I definitely know I didn't do it.
And she's like, don't ask me to send you pictures. Between the 4 pages I have, there's enough pictures there.
Well, I mean, come on, Chris. You know, that's because of the fact, you know, you did have a habit of asking people for nudes.
Yeah, like when? 3 months ago? Which I totally got out of?
Yeah. Yeah, after we had to tell you, you know, not to fucking do it. Because I'm pretty sure if me and Goji didn't say anything, you would have just continued doing it.
We had to treat you like a child.
Yeah. Fucking redhead and one at that.
Why is he gonna be a redhead? You gonna beat him?
Exactly. I on us.
Mr. Red Ranger.
Yeah, speaking of the Red Ranger, yo, the fucking red SPD Rangers that you poured the fucking show Graceland.
Wonderful. You're probably the only person that knows that.
Or gives a shit about that.
Speaking of Power Rangers, yo, when the fuck are they going to come out in the next fucking season, the next half of fucking Megaforce?
Never.
It's going to be sometime this year. That much I do know. This is the fucking 20th season of fucking Power Rangers.
See how ridiculous that is?
Okay, yeah, they're going to be ending up doing the Super Mega Force soon.
Yeah. I stopped caring about Power Rangers after the first series.
Hey, I mean, yeah, with this one, you know, they do plan on bringing back, like, a few of the old original Power Rangers, too. Like, fucking Jason, possibly Kimberly.
Man, it's stupid to do it now.
Well, no, because, like, you know, every season except for maybe three have actually brought back all the old Rangers. Like, in, like, every series had to help out with certain things.
It's just not the same.
No, it's not. I guess Chris will just have to figure it out.
I can't breathe in the space that's filled with your sound. Dug a hole that I can't get out. I can't figure it. I can't figure it out.
Can't even try. Tired. I tried to get help for the madness, cause all this darkness is wrapped in my sadness, that I feel between the days of guarantee, all the way to the present. I've been searching for a reason to go on and keep living. I spoke of all my demons and the pain that it caused, and how I've tested by my angels, and how I've been wrong. I played a part of serial killers and addictive fiends, stalkers and G's. I set the bang into your dream, and it's hard to believe between them bags of weed, thinking hard what just to me, hearing my doctor's plea, but I'm lost. Show you the power of 22 and it's numerical form. I brought the master builder to life in 2 years, but I fought for my tears and it's still not clear. Was I awake or was I sleeping all the time? I can't figure it out, but it's always on my mind.
I can't figure it out.
It's over now, this is my final sleep.
I can't figure it out.
with a threat. So I do that threat that apparently Chris don't like for some odd reason. Chris, how do you feel about Jay Reno?
Who the hell is that?
Well, there goes my answer question. There goes the answer for that one. Jay Reno's done a lot of music with like with the works like the likes of Fog and Low Key.
Well, I don't know.
He was also a part of Turnarounders too. I'm sure Gil.
I don't judge somebody by like, who they work with. I judge them by their solo work.
Man, I never even listened to Turnarounders. Ever.
I don't think I did either.
Mainly because they had a whole bunch of nobodies on it.
There's a few good like up on there, like Q Strange. 40.
Alright, let me rephrase that. People I didn't care to fucking listen to.
F-Duff was a part of that shit. F-Duff, F-Dukes, however the fuck you pronounce that motherfucker's name. Jason Porter, Mars.
Yeah, I got
one. Psycho Jesus is a part of that. The Players Lounge crew.
Yeah, the people that probably should have won instead of X Murder Boys.
Yep.
Or at least they got to do a song with Potluck.
Yeah, that's true. And let's see, Intrinsic was a part of that shit. I think I mentioned him already. That's funny how, you know, let's see, maybe one, two, maybe three of the orders are like a part of that fucking album we actually had for interviews. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. About four. Because we had an interview with Mastermind a while back, too.
Well, you did.
I just need to get Q-Strings up on here. I guess Low Key. Even though Loki doesn't do interviews.
I wonder why.
Well, according to Chris, anyway, he doesn't do interviews.
He just doesn't do interviews for Chris.
No, he just doesn't like doing interviews.
With you.
No, with anybody.
We believe you, Chris.
That's kind of a stupid thing to do anyways, because, I mean, you're an artist, you're going to get hit up for interviews, so you might as well do them. Oh, well, whatever.
Not like it really matters.
Exactly. I mean, we've already had like most of the fucking Mission Effect anyway, so shit, don't really matter. I think we need to play some KMK the next episode.
Motherfucker. it slow, yeah, I steal my cup. We kill the dang, it's I'm grown. Twist, do we smoke the stuff?
Roll the weed up.
If you wanna smoke with us, we got the bomb, feel the gun, step a bomb glow.
Hey, y'all, pass it to the other side, not your right. Cause on the left, west coast, we be burning all night. Chopping the crop of them, popping bones so tight. And if you loading the top of them, put some more liquor, you're mighty high. You see it ground and you thinking about the kings. And if you think about the kings, you know we be burning trees. And if we be burning trees, you know exactly what it means to have cotton mouth. Da 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 da, it's the motherfucking Cottonmouth King.
We from the west, motherfucker.
Da 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 da, and you know we're still blowing smoke rings.
We smoke the best, yeah.
Packing X and blaze down off the reefer. Shh, I ain't gonna tell you where I keep her. I'ma blow a thick cloud of the indo smoke all over all of everything. I'm making neighbors choke. We bring the fire, kill the crop, skunk flooding the house. Dirt balling, rep crown, spit heat in the mouth. Any punk motherfuckers ain't feeling the flex. Get the fuck out the way, here comes Danny X.
Chin check, still wrecking. Everything inside since I was an adolescent. OG, SoCal punk rock. You never know what kind of smokes in my stash bar. Back off, you really don't know me. Underground king, click smashing these phonies. So when you hear Cottonmouth in town, lock up your women and break out the pounds. Daddy X, five-star general, rolling in the tank to a Dre instrumental.
Hold it in, when you take a bigger rip of the crime and talk up friends, cause I've been smoking all damn day long. Hold it in, to those that say that we smoke too much, take a break, it don't really matter what you say. Smoke weed every day.
Hell yeah.
That's all you gotta say.
I think I like that version, but I think the Dre version is better.
Uh-oh, you can't say that on here.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that on here.
Got sensitive ears listening.
Oh, well. Anybody with a sensitive ear? Take a mess and stab yourself in the ear.
Really? Then how are people supposed to tune in?
I don't know. They can just fucking listen with their eyeballs, like, you know, like Adam told us to do. We're just fucking doing
it. Listen with your eyeballs.
Yeah, so your eyeballs basically have ear holes now. According to Havoc.
No, according to
fucking
Havoc. What
the hell is he talking about?
Go ahead, man. Keep smoking that weed every day.
Exactly.
No. This is according to Adam.
But Adam is a genius.
Yeah, no, Paco.
Dimension is he a fucking genius besides his own?
Division, dimension. What's that up until the end of the episode?
I mean, come on, man. Fucking Adam sitting. I mean, come on. Even Gil, you read that fucking message. Hi, my name's Adam. I go by the name Cuz. I ride for my family every day, juggle with floods. Here's some flavor for your eyeballs. See, your eyeballs are fucking supposed to taste something. Supposed to taste the shit. But,
he thinks
we have here Kibba
message.
By... oh, yeah, by the way, he apparently... he says Ninja Lowe's and Homie Left. I don't know if you know what the fuck a homie let is, but okay. Yeah, that looks like a homeless let.
I don't know. You know Juggalos be making up words.
Yeah. Like Adam.
What? Since when?
You know, kind of like those abbreviations for Much Clown Love, you know, MMF blah blah, crooked letter. bunch of shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, Z, L, C.
Yeah. We're gonna shit along the way it was. MCL.
Yeah. That's how it started.
And it went from that to fucking two whoops. Whoops times two.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Wait, who's the right bud gonna say whoop times two? Just say whoop whoop.
There's a lot of slow people that do say that.
Yeah, I know.
Including that motherfucker, Adam.
He doesn't say that. He says whoop whoop.
Exactly.
Oh, I just think the fact that he's slow.
Well, that's not what we were talking about.
That's a given.
Well, clearly.
I mean, shit, but even Mad Max has two whoops.
What? That's weird.
I have no idea. On that fucking track, I want to stumble. I'm a computer. 2.0 figures.
What?
2.0 figures.
Pulling out old fingers.
2.0 figures. That's the track by Hostile Figures.
Does that have to do with whoop whoop?
Yes. But Chris, why don't you go ahead and play a track real quick? I'm gonna go take a piss.
Or we can just hear him pissing, like we usually do. Okay, some random. Here we go. Can you just play that? More random. Here we go. Liquid Assassin. Rap Goo.
Oh yeah, this a hard motherfucker right here.
Hey man,
it is what it is.
Tell
him,
bro.
Strange music.
Nigga.
Rap Goons is in the building.
Yeah.
Scatterman and Snug Brim.
Yeah. Nigga.
And we came to introduce to the motherfucking world my nigga L.A., the Liquid Assassin. And if you cocksuckers want to get up on something,
fuck around,
get up on that.
I'm a rap goon, beats like boom. All eyes on me when I step in the room. And they hate on you, cause the boy gonna rock. And I ain't gonna stop till the game's on lock. I'm a rap goon, beats like boom. All eyes on me when I step in the room. And they know my name, bar none on the track, so you know it's bang,
yeah.
Riding with
back. And Ghetto Man, I think it's time we brought back an old edition of JR for one fucking late in a couple of months, man.
Oh, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be paying attention. And what might that be?
Do you remember when we did Women of Rock edition of JR where we played all fucking females of fucking metal, rock, and shit like that?
Don't we do that all the time?
No, not all the time. I'm just saying, you know. I think we're bringing that back for, you know, for one fucking month, or one day only, when, you know, where we just play fucking shit like, I don't know, Heart, fucking, you know, Ford, fucking Flyleaf, Lacuna Coil, Evanescence, Hailstorm.
Well, why don't you do that coming up since, you got House of Metal coming up, too?
Yeah, we can do that. And we got 702 with us. I'm going to take a guess and say Mary is going to be with us for like 5 seconds or she's going to go to bed.
Do what?
Holy
hey,
shit,
you know,
it's
right.
Mary.
What?
What?
What's up?
How much?
Yeah, what's up with Mary?
I am waiting for my sister to come and pick up my niece and nephew.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to put my kids to bed because right now I am being driven insane by four little kids.
Don't you do this every time you call in here?
Yes.
No, normally I only have two.
I don't want to
get rid of the other two.
Huh?
Get rid of the other two.
Well, my sister's coming to get them right now.
Well, tell her to hurry up.
Yeah.
Well, I can't really rush her.
Because
if it was my choice, I'd load them up and in a car and take them home, but my dad's car broke down. That's not Brandy. I promise you, that's not my sister. That's a red truck, not a white truck. Hold on just a second. Jackson and Crystal Lake!
You go to every moment, every single time you call,
Jackson,
they gotta.
Come here.
Oh, run away.
Mary, I wish you would
I'll
call in here
you.
Without no kids.
Or you're
gonna
go inside. What?
Oh, nothing, Mary.
You sat it down? Still at her phone. Okay, but still, you sat it down. It's her turn. It's called sharing.
Okay.
Sharing? What's that?
You know, like.
Yeah, we don't know what sharing means.
Yeah, man, I'm 27 years old. I still don't like to share.
I mean, you know, we know what failure means. Just look at Chris.
That's not very nice.
That's the one of six.
Sure it is, because, I mean, come on, man. Fucking Snug Grimm interview. Fail.
No, that's
fail.
That's just his communication skills are poor.
Yeah, and then Havoc loses WWE 13, so he can't play it anymore. And then when he plays it again, he sucks. Fail.
No, that was just a fail because he lost to the computer.
But however,
wow,
yeah, last
more
day,
fail.
I was kind of
yeah,
hoping. Go ahead.
I'll see you later, Ricky.
No, I was going to say, although last night, you know, I did okay. I mean, even though my shit was fucking slow as all shit last night.
But I'm just saying, we beat
hey,
actual
Havoc.
People.
Yeah.
Coco's having another baby.
That bitch don't need no more fucking kids.
Who the hell's
She's
Coco?
Having a girl this time. They live in Missouri now because JC's mom passed away.
JC's a fucking douche and a dick.
Well, yeah, but still, his mom passed away.
I would
I would love to take.
And
I would
so
love to fuck.
They got her house.
I would love to bitch slap that motherfucker one of these days.
He's an asshole. He don't help with the kids at all. Are you okay, Zach? Are you okay?
Did you oh no, shit, he's an asshole. I mean, come on, fucking. Let's see. He locked out fucking Double D out of his own fucking chat line one time. Remember?
Dude, that's what we used to call this dude we know. We used to call him Double D. Down Syndrome Dave.
Anyways, I need to check out this child's ankle, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Are you just leaving,
cool.
leaving us for some kids?
Well, he just fell and hurt his ankle, so I gotta go.
Alright, fine.
Alright. Bye.
Bye.
I chose not to say bye, because, like, you know, she never comes back anyways.
No point.
She didn't say what? She was coming back.
Well, you know, usually she says, I'll call back you later. But she never does.
Well, people say a lot of things.
But anyways, I found that track is up on the soundboard. So here we go, Hostile Figures 2.0. Yes.
Yeah. REJUCT. Mad Max. Yeah. Time to tell you what it is, dog. Yeah. It's Boston, something like a Compton beat. Beating the shit out of people for teeth. Locked down, man. I'm afraid I can't sleep, so I'm locked and I'm strapped to the floor. Nobody's praying for me. I need more sanity, gripping my handle, gun drawn to the pavement, leading me to the sea. Destruction, tornado in front of me. This shit's rapidly taking the planes out of the sky. Goddamn, this shit's sweet and seeing bases blowing up in tanks. Don't stand a chance, man. The wind's gonna throw them up. Come on, y'all, get your last chance. Everybody stop the panic. Motherfucker, I'm starting to dance. I'm just giving commands. Hightown fans up with the crowd. I'm sending bolts of lightning down from the sky. Electrifying the piss. I'm the one that made you punch that dude up in the mug. Straight drop to the floor. Got up, started showing his bluff. He got the age of the sky. Yell a killer, what up? We form thugs, yeah. Some that was breeding some birds to others. Teach the merch. And we can murder a beat by now. It ain't nothing, motherfucker. We at the point where the hook's not needed. When we rip with a joint, we know the fucking post gonna eat it. The critics gonna need it. Cause if the money ain't there, man, I ain't even gonna nibble, little bitch, damn. So I'm on my grind now, why would I be spitting if I didn't want to be rich, dog? Think of that kid. I was skinny, but never feel like a fat kid. Adding up percentages on my gigs and the bids that I did. Dog, my mind's in the trip, so redefine what this is. Come on, I feel like I'm in the Matrix. Oh, by the way, I'm back to blowing lines every day anyway. Then I can fly away from the neighborhood. Confined in, dog, in my blinded with a dough. Motherfucker, I'm gon' find it. These bills keep causing me and my wife to fight shit. My life feels like it's out of sight, out of control. I'm searching for the devil cause he got my soul. And shit's about to unfold. I start killing motherfuckers for the gold. What would I be without my own personality? I gotta say, nobody but me. Got half of these dudes that was hating, hitting me up on the daily, saying, dog, I was playing, G. What was you playing with, bitch? I ain't playing with this motherfucker. I be playing with some tits, cashing more checks than the government is. No more thugs than you could ever trick. Shut your mouth if you're hating on me. Let me hear you say again, man, I ain't underground anymore, you'll see. This bitch tried to diss me, so I went to her house and I stabbed her in the neck. And then I burned that bitch down, man. Hit her on the woods, watched her fucking scream. Homie, my eyes felt so good, so did my pride felt hood. Stole a damn ride, dipped off like what's good. I don't care what it is, don't bring drama to a doorstep of a kid that you don't know. Haven't seen me for an instance. Well, if you have a fucking conscience, go and handle business. I'm here though, most don't wanna see this. They rather see me poor with no money like them. But when you're doing big boy things, you gotta have big boy dreams stored deep. I'm doing me, whether or not it's what you like to see. Motherfucker, suck a dick if you don't like me.
Yeah, that's what's up, Reject. Let me let him know.
If you ain't already know, you better Google me or add G's or something. I smack G's for frontin' with Max D's. It's nothing. I do the shitterin' daily, early. Newspaper delivery, wickedly, viciously spittin'. You heard me? On your knees, cunt, none of y'all are worthy. I spit blood like I got scurvy. Plenty bitches around that are dirty and curvy to serve me. So every last hater doesn't fucking concern me. I'm a warrior wandering on a journey. And anyone attempting destruction is ending up on a gurney. Surely, I'll be a monster purely. Find me at a show, bumming smokes all high and surly. Act girly and get it like a bitch right in the face. A hot lead money shot. How does it taste? It's time to get all of you whack faggot rappers erased and make way for the real cats to have what it takes. Mad Max up in the place with reject. Peep your TV set. We may be what you see next. Hightown, high style, that's what we rap. Murder mass, motherfucker, show some respect. We stress shit that you don't even know about. Shows and recording the only times I'm ever going out. We stay smoking out, hide in a space station. Stay blazing, amazing, headies that are A-graded. I'm staying faded like a petroglyph. You want a match, homie, get your piff. I ain't patient. Oh yeah, real quick, since I ain't jaded, I'm a motherfucking juggalo for life. I ain't afraid to say it. If you want raisins, I got two scoops. But if you a ninja, then I'll be giving you
two boops.
I ain't got two poops, that means I don't give two shits. So move, bitch. Max is ruthless like the Red Sox, get it? Hate and get deaded. I don't know a single rule in the book cause I never read it. Anybody thinking they stand a chance of better forget it. Got a lyrical black card, unlimited credit. I never ran from a fight and I sure ain't gonna start today. I give a fuck if a game's hard to play. I'm elite with the lyricism, all of y'all are newbie as fuck. I got a fan that's a dime, fuck a groupie, a slut. Staying kooky and nuts and I ain't changing. Christ in a spaceship isn't capable of saving him. Listen to the lyrics in the song, homie, take it in. It's hostile, motherfucker, never letting the haters win. Yeah, that's right, bitch. Hostile figures back in the booth once again. I know y'all thought we was gone, but we was just in the background watching you little bitches. And now we formulating our moves and making our plans. And soon enough, we gonna hop out on your motherfucking ass with a cloak and a dagger. And that's gonna be it. Yeah, that's right. Getting burly on the track. Ah! Hot Town, motherfucker. Panic Pro. Murder Mass.
Hey, we're back.
Woo!
Woo! Hit Ninja, I give you two whoops.
I don't even know about that one. Mad. Mad, I want to. You know, like, we even start a whole fucking two whoops shit. I mean, come on, I went from whoop whoop to two whoops to whoops times two. That's, you know, someone's gonna be fucking start coming out with fucking double whoop.
That's just what we
need. Like whoop squared.
Whoop to the second power.
Whoop to the power of whoop.
You just say whoop to the tower of whoop?
Yep.
Yes.
But I mean, come on. Isn't that hard for motherfuckers that just say whoop whoop?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? Then I think they need a visit from Adam. Because he ain't got a problem saying whatsoever.
Well,
yeah,
I don't think people would enjoy a visit from Adam. I think that may involve the police.
Probably would.
Or suicide.
Well, I don't. Or, I'm thinking more homicide.
I'm thinking more genocide.
Really? You tried to work that in here?
Yep.
It's not Sabu.
No, Chris's friend is Sabu.
What the fuck?
That person you were telling me about, what was that, yesterday, the day before?
Oh, her.
I didn't realize it was a chick. Well, I would have just said her.
Okay.
How is she Sabu-ette? Or Sabu, I should say.
What the hell are you saying? Are you trying to say Sabu?
He cannot say Sabu to his fucking life.
I said Sabu, you know, sometimes it's a chick, we should just call her Sabu-ette or something like that to make her sound more female.
What? Shut up. I'm fucking laughing.
I'll put you in the pony box.
Bitch, I'll put you in the pony box.
With Adam.
Bitch, I'll put you in a pine box.
I'll see you're playing a pony box with that motherfucker. You have to get that motherfucker to call back in first.
Mr. Psychopathic said he was going to call in.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, they're going to put out my first single now that they have no artists. That's probably the next thing he's going to say.
He's the new artist on Psychopathic.
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah, he's the reason it's going to be the death of Psychopathic.
He's the reason Psychopathic died.
I think that was Cold 187.
Well, him too.
Both of them.
Well, it's already been done.
I mean, shit. I mean, you know, I still can't believe fucking some bitch that she fell for the fact that he said, you know, that he was a Florida psychopathic.
But of course.
I mean, come on. Are you really that stupid to realize, if you think that he's a Florida psychopathic? When a kid, when a fucking dumbass can't even rap word shit.
That's not very nice.
Ah, who cares? I mean, come on, fucking, we all called him out on that shit. Especially fucking little Snow.
Little Snow, where the fuck is he at?
I have no clue. Maybe he's traveling with the carnival.
Man, I miss that nigga.
Hell yeah. I mean, at least, you know, we had some important entertaining shit with him around. I was just that for
I thought it was funny as hell.
Yeah, like I said, and now we just got Chris.
Yeah. Now we got Christmas.
Yep, for 2 more months before I disappear again.
At least the show will be entertaining then.
Yeah, at least you guys will have more listeners then.
I hope so.
I like that. Yeah, I don't know.
I hope somebody just voted.
Oh, wait, is Chris trying to say that the reason we don't have listeners is because of him?
Nope.
No. It's pretty much mainly because of me.
You've been talking to Justin Mills too long.
Who?
You.
Why do you say that?
Because he said that same exact thing about you.
Did he? Maybe that's where I got it from.
Yeah, because apparently you're holding me back in something like that, according to him.
Holding you back from what?
I guess with Juggalo Rider Radio being the mega monster it's supposed to be.
I'm sorry, Havoc. You go right ahead. I'll just step back.
Yeah.
Are you famous yet?
No.
Well, it didn't work. Well, hold on then. I'll get out of your way.
I mean, come on. Like, the only time we have fucking listeners, and even then nowadays we don't have listeners for that shit, is during interviews.
Man, nobody even tunes in for that shit.
I know, man. We've had Calhoun, fucking Ritz, and nobody tuned in.
Sad.
Well, except that fucker screwed up our interview with Strange.
Well, that would be DC's fault, though, too.
That's what happens when dickless motherfuckers tune in.
Because, you know, DC decided to fucking freestyle during a fucking interview. Like a moron.
But, anyway, speaking of that Justin dude, man, what the hell is that dude even doing now? Has he even made anything important lately?
Oh.
Him and his big ass thing that he had going on with the collaborations and shit, that probably didn't even go anywhere.
Yeah, probably not.
So here, I'm gonna send you a fucking novel, and if you don't read it, you're an asshole. I'm sorry, you will not make the CD, and I will not make horrible remixes for you. My bad.
I mean, come on. I mean, exactly what do we need remixes of anyways? I mean, that's the fucking trick, you know, a better off, you know, without being remixed.
But I'm just saying, man, he took that one track that I did, and he put that fucking beat in the background and it sounded stupid as fuck.
Yeah, I remember that. I had the game remixed.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was that? Was I supposed to be impressed?
I don't know, man. Yo, when I heard that track on it, I just heard like, the way it sounded, man. I just fucking laughed.
Speaking of which, whatever happened to that one dude we had on here talking about networking and shit?
He disappeared too.
That one dude talking about, you work with me, I'll work with you, something about God and other things like that.
Man, all I heard was you make money.
Oh yeah, well, where's this money and where's our fame? Oh wait, I'm sorry, Havoc, I'll move out of your way again.
I'll blame it on Mr. Networking.
I don't even remember that dude's name.
I don't either.
All I know is that he talked for a very long time.
And nothing happened.
Yeah, and then he said he would tune in again, but then he never did.
Yeah, that's like fucking Rose fucking trying to help fucking get JR to another level.
Where the hell is Rose at now, man? See, she's not even here.
Like, all these people that say that they're going to help out JR, they never come back.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like how she said she was my quote-unquote mother, and she was supposed to do an interview with us, but then she never showed up for anything.
Exactly. Hey, maybe I don't know. Maybe tomorrow night I'll try to get fucking Bloody Alibi to call him.
No. Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
Hey, the caller.
Man, motherfucker, find somebody good to call in.
Well, But once Spaz is finished unpacking, maybe she'll end up calling back in sooner or later.
Yeah, because it's so hard to talk on the phone while you do that. Why is she still unpacking? Hasn't she been doing that for like a week or two now?
I thought it was for a fucking month or so.
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, apparently she's not that busy. She's got, you know, she has time to put up her fucking wedding pictures and shit like that.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah,
about
even
that?
Though she's divorcing the guys, I was like, why the fuck is she even putting him up?
Yeah, really.
So I'm going to be really stupid. We're going to put all these posts, people are like, aww. And then tell everybody to divorce the fucker.
Well, the world may never make sense.
Yep.
I can tell you this much, you know, that dude is one ugly motherfucker, too.
One ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. He's a cross between the ass of fucking Sasquatch and the ass of fucking the Loch Ness Monster. Mixed in.
Why do you know what their asses look like?
Mixed in with the face of fucking what the hell's her name? Vicky Guerrero.
Hey, what the
Again,
hell?
Again, I ask,
Guerrero.
Why do you know what their asses look like?
Because of the fact they're always fucking showing Bigfoot on that fucking beef jerky commercial.
So you look at his ass?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Jeez, Havoc.
Well, you kind of have no choice when, you know, he's running around, fucking, and then all they're doing is fucking treating him like AJ Lee.
What?
They treat fucking Bigfoot like AJ Lee.
Why is that?
I don't know, because he's a fucking mythical creature that, you know, people have been trying to find for so many years. But yeah, nobody actually knows what the fuck he looks like.
It's Chris. Chris is really him.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Okay, there, Bigfoot. So, gentlemen, how do you feel about the return of the Hall of Pain again?
I didn't realize it left. Last I heard, Mark Henry inducted himself.
The Hall of Fame.
Man, I felt like I was trying to compete with Mark Henry or something, not yesterday, the day before. Fucking trying to lift his grill out of my car, man. I lifted the entire fucking thing. But then, like, I made it up my steps and I was falling. I was like, oh, I'm done. Yeah, I only got so far with that, but the fact is that they had, like, these two small people loaded into the car, and then here I am, myself, lifting it up the fucking stairs. Yeah. That wasn't fun. I was like, damn.
So, two small people fucking managed to get an NGA car, but you couldn't even get it up the steps.
I'm saying all they had to do was load it into the car. Here I am. I ripped it out of the car and carried it myself.
Oh, man.
Probably wouldn't be as bad if I didn't have to walk up steps.
Well, then, I don't know. Tell your parents to fucking get a fucking ramp built in.
Well, my douchebag father was standing right there watching me struggle.
Just not.
Like, seriously, I was like, man, grab the other end. He just stood there. He's like, okay, grab it. I was like, motherfucker, I got this whole thing in my hand, man.
And exactly what was his reason for not being able to grab it?
Because he's a douchebag. I really don't have a reason.
Sounds that. I gotta go take a piss. So, here we go.
Hey, so you figured out you couldn't provide what I needed, so you went for someone else that's a lot easier and a lot cheaper, and hanging out with all your fucking clown friends and all their little backup girlfriends, it must be pretty easy for you to get some, so when you want something good, don't fucking come to me, okay? Bye.
Would you show me the door? I would slither around. My ghost will come and haunt you, 'cause it's you that committed suicide. It's you that committed suicide. 'Cause it's you that committed suicide. When it's you that committed suicide, that it's you that committed suicide.
I'm
that I upload fucking in this moment to the soundboard. Yeah, fucking hell. Facebook sucks.
The hell are you muttering about?
I thought that Facebook sucks ass.
Who sucks ass?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, no shit.
I'm shocked he's just learning this.
No, no.
I've known this.
Well, then why do you still seem surprised?
I'm just surprised that, after my little fucking thing of telling people, like, fucking Lil Wayne and fucking Twice to get the fuck off my page, half of them are still there.
You just magically thought they were going to disappear?
And I was hoping they'd just fucking disappear.
Well, then you're a pretty shitty magician.
Yep.
Yes, I am. That's kind of funny how someone just fucking posted in the group saying, if I ever post something that offends you, remove me. I am not one to really care if you're mad at something. I said now, with that being said, for all you jugglers, this is for you. If you can sit there and post boo-hoo, somebody made fun of me for being a juggalo, you are fake. If you're real, you give no shit what they think. If you can diss another homie, you're not a real juggalo. Lastly, if you can go around giving us real lows and let's a bad name, you are fake and need to be curb stomped. I doubt Jay and Shaggy want to see this fake shit going around, man, but stop caring what haters think. Haters gonna hate, learn to live with the fact. Love your fam, blah, blah, blah. Oh, look, somebody actually knows how to say whoop, whoop. That's a shocker.
That was very painful to listen to.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just fucking remove the bitch.
I just meant the way that you were saying it.
Yeah, because I didn't really give two fucks that you say it. However the fuck that bitch meant it to be. Clearly this dude does not know who Jamie Madrox is, because he found a picture of a black dude with the name Jamie Madrox.
Wow.
Jamie Madrox is not black. So, you did not get added to my page.
Oh, Havoc, don't be fake.
But why not? These motherfuckers won't, you know, for actually fucking having a black Jamie Madrox.
I'm
remember when somebody thought that Psychopathic Riders were a bunch of black dudes.
I remember that one.
I mean, it's possible, but we all know that they're not, though.
Exactly.
Well, since we wasted our time here, shall we waste our time in that triple threat match now?
Sure.
No, no, though. All depends on if Chris's nephew's still there.
I said I'm down to it.
Chris already said he's down.
Let me get on and see if this shit wants to work tonight. And not fucking...
Yeah, last night was slow as a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
So I watched that Total Recall movie.
What do you think?
It reminded me of this damn game that I just played. That Dead to Rights game. That's pretty much what that movie was like. It's the same as a game, because in the game you have to fight like futuristic like cops and shit like it.
Yep.
And that's pretty much what that was. I was like, what the fuck? But it was dope though, seeing, you know, Kate Beckinsale and Jessica Biel be badass bitches though.
Hell yeah.
But it was definitely a mind fuck. I don't know, it was a lot better than that Mama movie.
Yeah, I'm not pretty seen that anytime soon.
I'm just saying, a movie like that's better than like a horror movie. That's not, you know, doesn't usually happen. So has anybody ever played the game Dante's Inferno?
Nope.
Oh, but I've seen the movie.
You've seen the movie?
And I've read the book.
Has the movie...
You know how to read?
Anyway, is the movie good?
Hell yeah, it's good.
Because, I picked up that video game for like $5 or something.
That was the game.
I don't know. I didn't play it.
You just picked it up.
Yeah, just like on Sunday.
Yeah, but yeah, not like the movie's definitely good though.
The people at GameStop said it's kind of similar to God of War.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, like I've seen a preview for it, for the game itself, and yeah, it's similar. It is similar to God of War, but I think God of War is just a little bit better, game wise, but movie wise.
I was like, you can't beat this game in like a day, can you? He's like, well, it depends how long you want to sit down for.
Yeah, you definitely can't be. God of War, you definitely can't be in a fucking day either.
Well, they're selling, like, God of War, like, two of those games for, like, $15 or something like that.
Yeah, it's probably the first. It's probably the either the first two or Ghost of Spartan and, Chains. I can't remember what fucking title that one. I have it somewhere around here.
Well, is that game fun at least?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw something that was funny from the whole E3 thing tonight or whatever.
Hold on. Before you go any further with that, what the fuck is that?
E3, that's basically where they present the new video game machines or whatever, hype it up. Like, you know, the new stuff in the video game world every year.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, Sony took a shot at Microsoft because Microsoft making their games where you can't, like, give a game to a friend, they have to actually pay money to download the game, like that bullshit that Microsoft's doing and fucking up with. Like, they did a like little advertisement. Sharing a video game. It's as easy as just handing a game to a friend. Like, they basically took a big shot at Microsoft.
Well, somebody made a damn picture of the PS4. Says it's looks like an eraser or something to erase the memory of a Xbox One or some shit like that.
Pretty much. The only downfall with all these new systems is that none of them are backwards compatible at all.
That's so fucking stupid. Here's a question. Is the Wii U, can you play Wii games on it?
Hell if I know.
Fuck if I know.
Like, that's what I was wondering. Because, you know, everything else you can't play, you know, old games. But you got the Wii and then the Wii U now. I was like, could you play the Wii games on that?
No idea.
Looking it up. Yeah, you can.
Wow. Holy shit.
But there's instructions on how to do it, so it's not simple.
You can't just put the game in?
You have to sync a Wii remote to it, and from a disc, press the icon, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's not, like,
man,
that hard.
Yeah, speaking of Wii, my sister bought that House of the Dead game, actually. It's probably the best game they got for Wii.
Nice.
But, back to God of War, though. God of War Ascension does have its downfall, though.
I don't know. I've never played any of them, so. No.
Yeah. The only reason I'm saying God of War Ascension, the fourth, that one got its downfall is to the effect. God of War for so many years has been like a fucking single-player game, and all of a sudden with this one, they decided to introduce fucking multiplayer into it, which really sucked ass. I mean,
speaking
yeah.
of multiplayer mode, man, how the fuck is that gonna work with Grand Theft Auto 5? How are you gonna play that shit online?
That's what I'm saying. Like Grand Theft Auto 4, how the fuck that even work for that?
Like I'm saying, like how would you play a game like that online? Is there like a bunch of people playing a game too, and you walk through the neighborhood and motherfuckers are shooting at you? Like what the hell?
I think it's more or less competition to kill each other in violent ways and basically shit like that.
What is it, like Twisted Metal?
I think kind of.
That's just, it doesn't sound right.
It definitely doesn't.
Because it's a one-player game.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, the whole Hogan thing with, God of War Ascension doesn't quite work out because of the fact that's a one-player game as well.
Well, do you play that online with people?
I tried it, but it sucked, so I sold it. I kept the other one, fucking Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta. But other than that,
I don't know. I picked up that one Star Wars game or something, dude. The dude said it was a dope game. You ever play any of the Star Wars game for PS3?
No, not yet.
I think I have. I just don't remember when the hell I played it. It was such a long time ago.
I'm just saying it's a pretty old fucking game since
It was a greatest hits box. And on top of that, it was only like $5.
$5 games. Interesting.
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna buy full price video games. You fucking crazy?
No, I mean, I don't blame you for that one.
But here's something I don't understand. Target is selling a brand new version of this one Walking Dead game for $20, okay? But then GameStop has the same game used for $30. Tell me how that works.
I have no clue.
Yep.
It's why I make more money.
GameStop overcharges on some shit. It's like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Game. I don't even know why they fucking do that shit for.
Oh no, I do enjoy the PS3 though, man. You get the free movies on here. Although I do need a new TV, because I get a bunch of fucking static with this fucking wire and shit.
Yeah, I know how that is.
It doesn't stay in. Able to get rid of Teddy Long.
Why would you want to do that for?
Nobody wants to see any more fucking tag team matches.
He wouldn't leave because he was a tag champion. So I had to go take the title off of him. Oh, wake up. What the fuck you tired for? Weren't you off today?
Yeah. Fucking weed finally wearing off.
Right.
Blame the weed.
Always blaming something. Didn't you hear what John Cena said? Man up, you little bitch.
Exactly, Avic. Man up, you little bitch. But at least he wasn't claimed to be the underdog. Oh, wait. Yeah, he was.
What?
And make fun of the fact that they always call him the underdog when he's not even the underdog anymore.
The underdog? Man, it sucks this game only holds 50 people.
Yeah, agreed. The fuck this nigga?
What, did somebody come in that match already?
Yes.
Jeez. I just got the damn match invite, and you're like, who's this nigga?
Exactly, I kind of do. And it's like, one thing later, it's like, how the fuck did somebody join the match? Like, wait.
Yeah,
the fuck this nigga? We got two people over here now.
What the hell kind of... I mean, kick him, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
They're not allowed in there. What the hell kind of match is it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely kick them.
Yeah, he's playing as Curtis Axel.
Who is? You.
Havoc.
Havoc?
Yes.
Now, is it actually Curtis Axel? Like, yesterday you were Elmo, but it wasn't Elmo?
I have no clue. I just downloaded him.
Well, kick those fuckers. I can't do that. I just...
Dude, the fucking game didn't... There we go.
The hell... Who the fuck is that?
That's a special guest referee.
Oh. Okay, then.
What douchebag character to be?
How about yourself?
No, I'm playing as the create guy I've used that you guys haven't seen me use. That would work.
And the dude says he's a fair referee. Okay.
We should have a tackle.
Fine, here we go.
Paul Heyman.
Yes, really? 76%.
Paul Heyman, you're supposed to turn on your boy CM Punk.
Exactly. I mean, kick CM Punk's ass. Make him tap out.
Well, that's not possible.
Hey, remember, I won with John Laurinaitis.
I'm just saying, it's the referee, though.
You know what I forgot to do?
Oh, what the fuck? Fucking have it. What the hell?
Why does CM Punk look like he's drunk?
CM Drunk is coming out to the ring.
As long as Heyman has to kick his ass.
Yeah, get your boy in check.
Yeah.
Here comes Havoc's dude from the 70s.
Yeah, 70s Goku.
As you know, that's Super Saiyan 4 Goku. It goes for him. It's time to kill CM Drunk.
Yes, with my one move of doom, the DT6.
Hey, Paul, hey, what? Why you got a trench coat on, you sick pervert?
Now, because I was not going to do shit. Okay, I have to beat a punk. God damn it.
What the hell, man?
What the fuck over here?
There we go. I took Punk down.
It's funny when the referee runs.
Fucking referee is stupid as all hell.
I thought it was a tag team match.
No, you idiot.
Fuck.
It's not.
Oh, thanks, CM Punk. Really? CM Punk and Paul Heyman working together. Who would have thought?
Now he... That's tough. Oh, yeah, Havoc outside the ring again. Like usual.
Yeah, so we're going out the fucking CM drunk.
Yeah, he's only outside the ring because he has not stay in the fucking ring in a match.
Come here, fucking CM Punk. Give me the ring.
Go after it.
The referee made me confused here. Really? But he keeps attacking us. How the fuck is it he's staying into the fucking match?
Exactly. Bullshit.
It is funny when the referee has to fucking run away.
And Kevin Cowell is my finisher. That's it. Yeah, that's a great special referee.
What the fuck?
He tried to fucking disqualify us, too.
They tried to disqualify you in a disqualification match. Nice. I'll see Havoc tap out to the ref.
Yeah, it doesn't really count there, though, Chris.
Oh, but you can still tap out in like 5 seconds. Nice move, Kev.
I didn't want to do that. I was just trying to get out the ring. Give me my fucking guitar, bitch.
He should have disappeared.
Yeah, best. Bastard took it back. Crush it is.
Fucking referee, really? Yeah, you're
yeah,
fair,
I'm
right, motherfucker.
I'm this douche.
Come on, there ain't no way Havoc reverse that. He smoked.
Yes,
he reverses a move. We're all shocked.
I am pretty fucking shocked.
And that referee is not doing shit for a slow count.
And
wow.
I smell pussy.
I smell cookie butt.
Man, yo, just go knock on the referee for 1 second.
Nope.
Yeah, let me go fight with the referee when the referee keeps attacking me.
The referee fucking sucks.
Like, I didn't touch the dude once.
We all went after the ref.
The fuck? Chris is, now Chris will give you the referee.
I'll be more better than that, dude.
Yo, did that dude leave or something like that? I know, he's still here.
He's here, but he's not going to do shit.
Nah, fuck it.
Major referee.
Come on, Mr. Referee. Pick somebody.
I did.
Yeah.
He left. I guess we're fighting the computer.
Yep. And we're gonna go up against.
This is just John Laurinaitis or somebody like that.
But I already picked somebody.
Really? You have that person? You have Najee Harris?
Yeah, he has the one member of the Wyatt family that is Husky Harris that got fired from the Wyatt family.
I like how they got the whole "we're coming," and they used that the same thing in the Payback commercials.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck are you doing, WWE?
They don't even know what the fuck they're doing.
Not trying anymore?
Oh, wait the fuck up.
I'm gonna wait.
You got another match.
You got some reversing to do.
Yeah, you gotta tag me the ref.
But hey, at least this shit's going fucking faster than it was last night.
That's what she said.
Who? Chris's mom?
I was talking about your ex Chewbacca.
Your ex? Oh, wait. Did Chris just say his mom is Chewbacca?
No, I was talking about your ex Havoc.
Because I said his mom and he said your ex Chewbacca.
I said no, I'm talking about your ex Chewbacca.
This motherfucker and his fucking bullshit.
Oh, Really yellow. Chris is about to be ejected from the ring.
Injustice. Man, I hit the bastard. What the fuck? The referee might be confused.
Hey, Chris, put himself through a fucking table.
Yeah, it is. Maybe the table's still together somehow. Worst finisher ever.
This is some bullshit, man. That computer is beating my ass.
I'm going to have the screw job option. Thank you, Gav. I'm going to have to drive out the match. Nice move.
You fucking disqualified me? Are you fucking kidding me?
I hear that's happening, but you threw that part up.
You were sitting there for like 10 minutes doing nothing. Are you serious? A screwdriver, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Like tonight.
Ah, what the fuck? Dude pull a fucking Jeff Hardy move.
Yeah, I said Jeff Hardy move too.
Yeah, into the steel steps.
Exactly.
Man, you're bringing the fucking steel steps with you. Really, Chris?
Something. Missed.
Yeah, you're talking about that dude being the worst referee ever.
No, I'm not. You're welcome.
Shut up, Damien. Stand up. Really? I go in outside the ring to get to him. He goes back inside the ring. I think now it's time to go for another match. This time not triple threat, and I'm going to turn off the fucking entrances.
Yeah, finally.
My best gonna be a tag team match.
Range, Ghetto G, can use Teddy Long.
Nice, Ghetto.
And Damian Sandow, or I'll tell you long.
I'm not sure who you're playing as.
He got Teddy Long spelled wrong.
Exactly.
I noticed.
I just downloaded it. That's legit Teddy Long. But I have Long as referee. That's his attire.
Wow.
No, I think like Long is referee tag team or something like that.
The person that made that person is an idiot.
Yep.
Pretty much. They can't even spell Teddy right.
Yeah, how do you
make
fuck
him with referee attire?
How do you fuck
tag
that
team matches?
Are you in your fucking rope break?
Oops. Oh, well, we'll just get through
them. Oh, Christopher either. What is that?
Christopher Daniels.
This shit is.
So why is this not loading?
Because it doesn't want me being Curtis Axel.
Damn you, Vince.
Hey, at least it's not Chris Benoit.
Elmo.
Really? So, Joji has a feud with AJ Styles, Damian Sandow has one with Christopher Daniels, and Teddy Long has one with Elmo.
Oh,
yep.
AJ.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to turn off the entrances again.
God damn it.
Man, I had a burst, so I was kind of rushing through making the match.
Takes like 2 seconds.
To turn something off, it takes 2 seconds.
Yes, but I had to piss throughout the entire match, so,
Man, you had plenty of time to turn the DQ off, but you couldn't fucking turn the entrance off?
And now I have to sit here and watch his entrance. See, this is why we don't like Havoc making the matches.
Yeah, him and his entrances.
Exactly, it's a waste of time.
And then if we had somebody in this match, we'd be sitting here forever.
Exactly. But we have Havoc in this match, so we'll still be sitting here forever.
No, not really, because I can't stand fucking Damian Sandow's music.
did you pick him?
He was my random pick.
The fuck is that?
That's a laundry.
Hey, along with that fucking music.
I don't know what music was, and I can have music mute on my game.
Future, what the fuck? Fuck off, Bielmo.
Fuck off, Bielmo.
The fuck is that damn sound in the background there, Chris?
I have no noise in my background. My sound's off in the game.
Tell you what that sound is, Havoc. Of course, Chris backs away when I'm, you know, these guys coming in.
That's the bitch I have to attack.
things tapping right now, but I can't do anything.
Yeah, because you're not legal.
Break your fucking neck, AJ.
What the fuck was that supposed to be, Ghetto?
They're attacking little Jimmy.
Get on the apron.
I was with... Oh, what the fuck?
Havoc is now offline. Nice.
Havoc
yeah,
left.
My network.
Well,
does
now
you
attack a bit.
Does that mean the match isn't going to happen anymore?
That means she's artificial intelligence. Claire, she might tag a bin.
Well, I'm going to check on my network because that's what's giving me the problem here.
Yeah, and I was just waiting for having to get the fuck back in the ring so we get tagged in.
Come on, motherfucker, tag us.
I would if I could.
It's funny, we can
go
keep our hands out.
Damien!
Oh, Damien, if you're still alive, you should tackle on the venue. You're
back. Because I don't have facial hair. Come on!
It's still Havoc playing as Damien.
Damien,
goddammit!
Damn it, Damien. Why won't he come tag?
Oh, ain't nobody got time for tag.
Obviously.
Yeah, when Harry's still playing.
Chris, how could it be me still playing if, you know, I'm disconnected from the PS3 network?
Because Damian Sandow does not know how to get the fuck back in the ring and tag anybody in. And he was your character, and he's still playing like you play.
And he just went through the fucking barricade, man.
And he gets into the barricade. I knew Havoc still sucked at this game.
Damn it. Get in the ring, Havoc.
Damn it, get the fuck in the ring.
God damn it, Elmo. Leave Damien
yeah.
alone.
I'll fucking put him in the ring if I have to.
It's a fucking battle royal.
Oh, now he's out of the ring. Where am I going to put him in? God damn it. I don't know. He's got a minute. And he comes back out.
That's just like Havoc.
It really is.
Get in the ring, motherfucker.
Damien, get the fuck in the ring.
Get in the ring. Stop it.
You fucking douche.
I don't want to go in the ring.
I can't stretch it again. Obtaining IP address. Checking. Succeeded.
Come in the ring, Damien. Yeah, Damien. Stop, stupid.
watch him out.
Checking the UPNP.
Wow, Havoc wants the tag. Fucking finally.
Havoc's back.
Oh, great. Now he's not going out of that again.
Oh, Damien.
Why must you suck so much, Damien?
Let's see how long this takes.
Y'all gotta worry about breaking up. I'm not having it.